We bottom out in the low 30s with new ice between 1/10 and 3/10 and new snow of 2 to 4 inches. With another winter storm approaching, this is a reminder that trees around your home or business can cause massive damage in bad weather. The winter is the best time for this. Call Led and his crew at 203-758-0261. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Everything but politics. That's what my show is about. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. What am I about? I'm about resilience. I'm about attitude, a lot of heart, and definitely a sense of humor. And I've heard that people feel better after listening to my show. I always look for the light in the dark, and I give you hope everything's going to be okay in your day. Delusionally young, outrageously fun. I book dynamic, upbeat guests. Check it out. 11 a.m. Eastern Time here on AM 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Happy Friday, everyone. This is Rob Adams. Welcome to Doubleheader on 1490 WGCH and WGCH. What am I about? I'm about sports. And this is a sports talk show. We welcome you to this Friday edition, a Friday afternoon before we get to Friday night, and basketball right here on this radio station. Boys basketball tonight at Greenwich High School as the Cardinals host the West Hill Vikings at 7 o'clock. And 3 hours from the game, I don't have a roster I can trust, and welcome to my life. That's the way it goes. We'll deal with that later. We'll be fine. You get used to this. This is part of the challenge. And there are people that don't like that challenge. They think that everything's got to be, you know, all comfy cozy, and they've got to be able to write charts and graphs, and they can't broadcast unless they have all that stuff. I can. That's the difference. And the story of that goes all the way back, a good quarter century back. Might have been 2000, might have been 99. I forget the game exactly. But I'm sitting at my desk. I worked for a company called – it's not around anymore. A company called Micro Warehouse. It used to be a catalog company, computers and stuff. By the way, never bought anything from them. I don't think I did. Might have bought a sound card maybe or something like that. But anyway, I did work for them. They were located in Norwalk. And I was kind of marketing and things like that. And I was also board hopping and not quite sports director yet. John Connolly was still sports director at that time. But I get a call from John. I'm getting ready to board hop. I think it was Ridgefield Greenwich Hockey at Hamel Rink. And I get a phone call from John, who says, hey, I'm not feeling well. Can you do play-by-play of tonight's game over at Hamel Hockey? And I said, John, I don't have rosters. I mean, I don't have anything. I'm not ready. And this is probably, I don't know, maybe lunchtime. So John has probably been wrestling with it throughout the morning. He's done the news with Jim Thompson, and he's trying to figure out if he will be able to pull it off that night. And I'm trying to push it back and say, no, I can't do it. You know, crazy. You know, I've got a high standard. You've got to be able to get a roster and go through some notes and prepare. And, you know, you used to really scramble back then. If you didn't have a newspaper, you were in trouble. Not a lot was online. And he literally, I mean, he didn't play the power card, but he begged me. He's like, Rob, I can't do it. I need you. And I kind of went, oh, okay. He said he'd get me a roster and get me whatever I needed. And by the way, by getting me a roster at that time, it was, what's your fax number? And you used to get those horrible, rolly, you know, heated, the temperature-controlled whatever it was paper that you still use at the gas station, stuff like that. And I was like, all right, I'll go work with John Spang tonight. And, you know, I was awkward and off and probably not good, but I did it. And it taught me that you gotta fake it to make it sometimes in this business. You don't get the luxury of choosing, because guess what? If you say no, someone else is going to say yes. Now in that spot, no, John needed me. And John trusted me, which I will always be grateful for. He trusted that I could go out and make that work that night. And it was like 5-0 Greenwich. It was, you know, that's when Greenwich was quite a powerhouse. Either an FCAC champion or a playoff team. They were right in the mix. And that was it. I don't know that I ever looked back after that. I just started doing hockey and got more comfortable, and I got more comfortable with basketball, and that was it. I mean, a few months later, I became sports director, and here we are. You know, it's going to be 25 years this summer. I've been sports director. It's crazy. It really is. And so the long story here is when I look up West Hill's roster on the CIAC, and then I go and compare it with Max Preps, for argument's sake, or someone else, and I either don't see anything or things don't agree, it annoys me, but I don't panic. I just go, okay, in the case of basketball, I will go look at the scorebook over at Greenwich High School later. And if I talk to Peter Giorgio or somebody, you know, somebody will work with me to make it happen. We'll make it work. And I know that, you know, Dan Murphy filled in for me on one Greenwich football game, and it happened to be Greenwich West Hill. And he's like, Rob, I'm struggling to find a roster here. I know. Believe me, I know. Why this is still a struggle all these years later, I have no idea. I really don't. Why any of this stuff is, we're not against anyone. You know what I mean? We're not. So it's kind of crazy. I don't know. That's my story on a happy Friday. A Friday before more snotty weather tomorrow. It's the best way I can describe it. But we will have some more weather issues, no question, tomorrow. Brunswick's game tomorrow at 3 has been moved back to 1. We don't have a Greenwich game scheduled tomorrow, thankfully. We do Monday. And the FCAC schedule, they've already started the wrestling tournament in New Canaan. They had the weigh-ins this morning. The scratch meeting and the round of 16 are underway. And then the quarterfinals and consolation and all that stuff will follow. Tomorrow, they'll have the 3rd and 4th and 5th and 6th places at 9 o'clock and the championship finals at 11. They're trying to beat this next storm, which is more of a pain in the neck storm. You know, it's not supposed to be a monster. I am hearing a monster middle of next week. Whether we get it and how much we get, we're days away. I'm not Stormfield. I'm not Frankfield, for that matter. I'm not even Amy Freeze. But we're supposed to be getting something next week, and it could be the big one. We'll see. And the FCAC finally made it official today. I don't know if they heard me grumbling or whatever the case may be, but we finally know that the FCAC Girls and Boys Basketball Championships will be played Wednesday night, February 26th, 5:30 and 7:30 at Fairfield University's new arena. And what a nice arena that is. So fill that place, friends. Fill it. There's a parking garage right across the street. You wouldn't have to walk far in the cold. That is a worthwhile trip. battle the traffic. I don't even care if your team is in it. And it's almost a definite I will be there calling it. Where we're carrying it, there may be a little, you know, there may be a few things to work out. But if I'm there, it's going to be on Robcasting, and it might be on another outlet as well. Maybe this one. So, just figure I'll throw that out there. Would be a great night. The FCX always fill. But make it happen. That building fits 3,500. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we'll look at the standings. And by the way, the Greenwich Cardinals are in the thick of this. A Cardinal team that had been kind of off to start, they're in really good shape now. Really good. So we'll come back to that. Girls Hockey's championship will be Saturday, March 1st at the Darien Ice House at 4:30. Why it's at the Darien Ice House, I have no idea. Because the boys are March 4th at Sacred Heart at 8 o'clock. I'm sure there's a reason. I have not talked to the FCAC commission in a while, and I do have a few things I want to talk to him about. I will tell you. Have a few thoughts on my mind. Somebody said to me today, or last night, maybe it was last night, who are the best, most media-savvy FCAC ADs? And I think that's a very worthwhile conversation. And I don't want to get into naming who and what. You know, I don't want to bash anybody here. And I also don't want to make anybody feel left out. But there are schools, absolutely, who get what we're trying to do. They do. Now, I will highlight Peter Georgiou because I know Peter. And Peter at Greenwich High School. Peter could not be more pro WGCH, Robcasting, and anything I put my fingers on, thankfully. Anytime I reach out to him, Peter says, absolutely, we love having you around. And believe me, there's a reason I'm wearing a red polo with a Greenwich Cardinal logo on it. Peter gave it to me. And it's Valentine's Day. How do I not wear it? Perfect day for it. There are those who get it. And then there are those who, it's almost like they're questioning why you're doing it, or you're a pain. We're not supposed to be a pain. We're supposed to be nothing more than just say yes, tell us where to set up, and we'll stay out of your hair. Give us a place to plug in. Hopefully there's good Wi-Fi, and we'll shut up, although we talk. But we'll leave you alone. But I don't want to get into who's good and who's bad otherwise. I will highlight Peter because I deal with Peter pretty consistently from, you know, August or September until May or June. And I deal with Wayne McGillicuddy over at Brunswick, although he's not the AD. Well, maybe, maybe not. But, you know, to each their own. Long conversation to be had there. All right, 419, let's take a break. More to do. We'll deal with the FCAC. Let's see what's going on there. We'll deal with other stuff. We're just getting started. It's a Friday. It's doubleheader. We're back. 1490 WGCH.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Tonight will be partly cloudy around 18 above with the winter weather advisory Saturday afternoon until Sunday morning. Tomorrow, snow will start after 3 p.m. in the low 30s, wind chills in the low 20s early. New daytime snow of less than 1 inch with snow, freezing rain, and sleet for tomorrow night. We bottom out in the low 30s with new ice between 1/10 and 3/10 and new snow of 2 to 4 inches. I'm meteorologist Chris Rush on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Madame Giselle senses something big coming.
Is it a career change?
Everything looks wet.
I'm going to be a swim teacher.
There's a roof.
A swim teacher who also does roofing.
No, no. The roof of your RV has a leak and it's ruining the furniture.
Oh, that's okay. I'm covered by Progressive. But maybe I'm a swim teaching roofer who makes furniture.
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Roof Protection Plus and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roof Protection Plus available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any claim.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free too with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800 the number 4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
All right, let's go through each of the FCAC big four, if you will. The teams that we cover the leagues that we cover, the sports that we cover on the most consistent basis. We will start with FCAC boys basketball, since that's who we're going to see tonight. And the one seed, without a doubt, Ridgefield Tigers. In boys basketball, they are 12-0. And Andrew McClellan has done a remarkable job with that program. He has made Ridgefield into a basketball powerhouse and an FCAC dynasty. Their performance year after year is pretty phenomenal. And I have to admit, I'm pretty blown away by it. They haven't won it every year. But in recent years, oh my gosh. Remember, they won by definition, including COVID. They won in 2018, so 2019, the end of the 2018 season. They beat Danbury. They beat Trinity Catholic 2019-2020. Then in COVID, they won in 2021, winning the tournament over West Hill. They won the regular season, but they won the tournament. And then they beat Wilton in 2022. That's four in a row. Now, they have not won the last couple. Danbury beat Staples in 23. Trumbull beat Staples in 24. And Staples, who was mowing people down, they have stumbled to 10-2. But stumbled. They're right there. That's a good program. 10-2. Fairfield Ward, 10-3. Ludlow, 9-3. New Canaan 8-5, Greenwich 7-5, and then a tie between Stamford and Wilton, both are 6-6. Trumbull right now on the outside looking in at 6-7. McMahon also 6-7. That makes for fun. And let me see if I can do the quick and easy schedule version to see how that's going to shake it out. Dave Stewart's always on top of this stuff. I don't have that advantage. But let's see. Next week, well, we can start with today. Again, happy Valentine's Day. As I look at February 14th, I can't help. I'm a romantic at heart. What can I tell you? Let's see. A little easier said than done. Ludlow plays Wilton. That's a big matchup for Wilton. At Ludlow. That's big. That is a big game right there. I don't know who's broadcasting it, if anyone. I will not speculate, nor will I comment further. And you've got Wilton as the tied for seventh seed. And Wilton, yeah. Wilton and Ludlow, that's a good one. Wilton could tumble. Ludlow in good shape, but you don't want to tumble too badly. Let's see, Greenwich West Hill, we knew that. Ridgefield Darien, that's not a big game. Stamford Norwalk, Staples St. Joe's. Oh, let's see. Who more specifically would I be looking for? I'm curious about, well, West Hill's in 11th place. They'd have a big jump. Let's see if I can find anything on Trumbull. Trumbull, how about them? Oh, Trumbull's got, well, no, that wouldn't be correct. I was going to say, Trumbull has Fairfield Prep, but no, that would be incorrect. That was all the way back in December. So, not that easy. Let's see. Sorry, folks. Trumbull played New Canaan on the 13th. They've already played. Okay. And then next, they have Ludlow on the 17th. So Trumbull can make a big stand over the next couple of nights. And the Cardinals have to be careful. Cardinals have to keep winning is the bottom line. So tonight, kind of big for Greenwich. Come on out to the high school and support the kids. Listen on WGCH. Yeah, give it a listen. That's a good one. Greenwich is 7-5. So Greenwich is the sixth seed right now. Would have a 6-3 matchup with Ward on, a week from Saturday. Very good. Very good stuff. All right, that's enough boys basketball. Let us shift over to girls basketball. Greenwich had been the number one seed. They are now the 3 seed. Ward is number one because they're 12-1. Ridgefield 11-1. So is Greenwich. But Ridgefield gets the tiebreaker because they defeated Greenwich on a layup at the buzzer a week ago. So Greenwich is the 3 seed. That would mean a home game. But remember, you're a home game playing in a neutral site next Saturday. St. Joe's is number 4, Staples 5, Trumbull 6, so you could have a Trumbull-Greenwich rematch. That'd be a good game. That'd be a very good game. Ludlow the 7, Stamford the 8, but you got New Canaan at 7-6 trying to make their way in. They're in the 9th place spot. There's still a lot of movement between now and the playoffs, which, again, are a week away. So you've got a week to get your stuff in order, basically. Go to boys ice hockey. Ridgefield at the top of the West Division, or rather New Canaan at the top of the West Division. They have 17 points. Ridgefield has 12 points. Darien 11. Greenwich has 6. And then Wilton and Stamford West Hill have 6 points each. Is that enough to get the Cardinals into the playoffs? I don't know. Got a ways to go before we resolve that one. But they could possibly be a playoff team. All right, let's go over to girls hockey to finish off. Darien will fly into the playoffs. They're 15-0 overall. They're 6-0 in the FCAC. They are in very good shape. 12 points. New Canaan right behind them, 17-2, 5-1. Stamford West Hill Staples is 7-6-3, 5-2-1. They have 7 points. Then Fairfield Co-op, Trumbull St. Joe's. The Cardinals only have 2 points on the season in the FCAC. They're 9-10 overall, which, as far as I know, should make them a state playoff team in the Connecticut Girls High School Hockey Association. I think that's the acronym. CHSGHA. Yeah, I think that's it. So I think they're in the mix. But in the FCAC, that's not going to be enough in all likelihood. But we'll wait. We make no judgment. We make no judgment. By the way, we're doing Greenwich and Fairfield on Monday night in boys ice hockey. Fairfield is 0-8 in the FCAC. They're 0-17 overall. Do you not think we'll use some discretion when we call that game? Have we met? I'm just going to leave that right there. 4:30. We're back after this.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Tonight will be partly cloudy, around 18 above, with the winter weather advisory Saturday afternoon until Sunday morning. Tomorrow, snow will start after 3 p.m. in the low 30s, wind chills in the low 20s early. New daytime snow of less than 1 inch, with snow, freezing rain, and sleet for tomorrow night. We bottom out in the low 30s with new ice between 1/10 and 3/10 and new snow of 2 to 4 inches. With another winter storm approaching, this is a reminder that trees around your home or business can cause massive damage in bad weather. The winter is the best time for this. Call Ed and his crew at 203-758-0261. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
This is Dora Salm of Greenwich Library. Join us on Tuesday, February 25th from 7 to 8 p.m. in the Learning Lab for an engaging workshop on climate change. David Emberling, a climate change specialist with Climate Interactive, will guide participants through the En-ROAD simulator, a powerful tool for exploring the impact of global climate policies. You'll get hands-on experience learning how actions like carbon pricing, electrifying transport, and improving agriculture can affect energy prices, air quality, and even sea levels. Register now at www.greenwichlibrary.org or call the reference desk at area code 203-622-7910 for more details. We hope to see you there. This is Dora Somm on 1490 AM WGCH or WGCH.com anywhere.
Doubleheader for Friday, February 14th, 2025. I'm Rob Adams. They partied down in Philadelphia today. They lived. All is well. All is right in the world. Jalen Hurts finally got to climb the Rocky Steps, which makes for a fun moment. So good for all of them. To the victor goes the spoils. That's the way it goes. AJ Brown said, you know what? You can all criticize me. I'm a champion now. He might have used a few other words in the middle of that, but they are champions. Bottom line. And congratulations to the Eagles following their championship win in the Super Bowl last weekend. It remains a great story. It does. A boring game, but a great a great story. So congratulations to them. I see that Shaquille O'Neal has a deal to stay in place on inside the NBA. It means I'm not leaving. It's kind of what it comes down to, right? Bottom line, you're not going anywhere. Inside the NBA is moving next year over to ESPN on a licensing deal. So they keep the cast together, and Shaq Fu gonna continue to party. So, very good. Show's great. I don't watch it a lot, but the times that I do watch it, they get it. They understand. You know, this stuff is not that serious. It really isn't. It really is not. To that end, these are the breaking news stories we deal with. Pitbull is not a NASCAR owner anymore? I mean, how are we supposed to survive here? from ESPN, Pitbull, Dolly, has ended his four-year NASCAR relationship with Trackhouse Racing, announcing his departure days before the season-opening Daytona 500. Okay. All right. Doesn't sound like it was a very positive thing, but hey, whatever the case may be. I don't quite get the appeal of Pitbull. I never have, so it's probably not for me to discuss. But I sort of don't get the appeal of NASCAR anymore. I used to like auto racing a lot more when I was a kid. It was a connection to my dad. My dad went to the Indy 500 like back in the 50s. He would have been in his early 20s at the time. So he went to like the 1951 Indy 500. And I don't know if it's still around after the move and after cleaning out my parents' house, but we found some kind of program or something that he used to, you know, was his. So to him and I, we would always watch Daytona in Indianapolis or listen to something or, you know, whatever we... So that was a bond, granted. And NASCAR to me, as you moved into the 90s and into the 2000s, just it became too commercialized for me. I don't know. Became less about the good old boys and more about, I don't know, TV partnerships. It became more of a TV show, I suppose. I don't know. Doesn't mean I don't pay attention to it. I do, but I can't talk about it with any sort of a clue anymore. Down at Florida, Marcus Stroman came to Yankee camp, says he won't pitch in the bullpen, says he is a starter. And to which I say, okay, here we go, Marcus Stroman. He did say that he lost his home in Malibu, in California, in the wildfires. And he just, I guess, wanted a little extra time with his child, which he did not have to be there. And I mentioned that to you yesterday. Players are not obligated to report until February 22nd per the collective bargaining agreement. So I never got the sense that Brian Cashman or Aaron Boone or anyone for that matter was that wound up over it. I got the sense that the media was certainly playing it off. And I'd be the first to say that I prefer, you know, players being there on the report date, even if it's not mandatory, but that's okay. That's, you know, that's team bonding is a multifaceted thing. But he was there today and apparently was welcomed with open arms. And today is Friday. They were supposed to report Tuesday. Okay. I don't like the part where he says I won't pitch in the bullpen, that I'm a starter, but he's 34 years old. He's 34. And his numbers aren't great, but I don't know. To me, it's a non-story, though. In the long run, it is a non-story. So that's fine. Let's just see how it goes. I don't see where he fits. I'll be honest with you. You know you've got Gerrit Cole. You know you've got Max Fried. Then you got Heel. You got Clark Schmidt. And you got Carlos Rodon. That's your five-man starting rotation right there. If Stroh can suck it up and be the back-end guy, come in where he can, somebody's going to get injured. He winds up taking a spot. That's how this works. That's where you got to be the good teammate. I realize you're a competitor. Believe me. I get it. There are certain situations where you're like, yeah, I'm not comfortable with that, but you do it. Can Stroman do it? There's the problem. And Stroman has a lengthy history of not being the easiest guy in the world. In 24, it was not a problem. Even with him not pitching in the postseason, he didn't cause any kind of a stink. He was fine. But 25 is not starting out that way. That doesn't mean he won't accept the role, because he's going to wind up either getting traded or just, I don't know if they flat out release him. I don't think they'd send him down, because I don't think he'd accept that. So it's, what is Stroman willing to accept, and what can the Yankees do? Brian Cashman will keep working the phones, I suppose. All I know is none of this is a third baseman. None of this is a second baseman. None of this is any of it. He did throw 154 innings last year, but he had a 4.31 ERA. That's high. That's high. And 154 innings, by the way, I'm not going to do cartwheels over that. That's not, you know, that's not Nolan Ryan. That's not, you know, pick a pitcher. And I realize Nolan Ryan, a whole different era. I know that. Got to be realistic. But sounds like everyone else in the clubhouse is fine with Stroman. So in the end, it's kind of a non-story. But that's what we do. We look for stories. We do. We're guilty. Ichiro apparently is donating a personal collection to the Hall of Fame. His entire personal collection. So, let's see what this is going to be. How did Ichiro get to be 51, by the way? And by the way, I can't do a cartwheel. Never could, never have, and at 56, I'm not going to try. But yeah, that's cool. A lot of personal stuff from Ichiro going to the Hall of Fame. That'll be very cool. Again, if you have never been to the Hall of Fame, I don't know what to say to you at this point. It is baseball nirvana. I understand if you've got to bug up your butt because, you know, Jeter didn't get in at 100%. Or Ichiro didn't get in at 100%, or whatever the case may be. Or Pete Rose isn't in, that bothers you, or who knows. It is, to me, it is a holy land. I'm not even kidding. I treat the Hall of Fame gallery like it's a church. I talk hushed tones, and it's just, it's to me, it's a place of reverence. I love walking through the Hall of Fame gallery, as flawed as it is. And I love the museum, and I love Main Street, the shops and everything. I don't buy a lot of stuff. I am guilty of buying some, but I don't go crazy. Go grab yourself a nice lunch, some of the good wings around the corner, maybe a frosty beverage, but good time. Haven't been now in, it'll be 3 years since my last trip. Last time I went was, what would that have been? The 4th of August? It was 2 days after Vin Scully died. And I just remember looking at Sean, who's board hopping tonight's game, by the way, and saying to him, I think I can't go to Vin Scully's funeral. I think I need to go to Cooperstown. It's the best I can do. And he said, all right, let's go. And we left. Thursday or Friday morning. I forget what it was. It might have been Friday morning. But anyway, from Greenwich, the 3 to 4 hour drive. But a day, but you can do a day trip. I've done it numerous times. So there you go. Hall of Fame did not pay for that commercial, but I just gave you that commercial. 444 here on Doubleheader. I read a rather lengthy piece on The Athletic today about the broadcaster and now head coach Doug Gottlieb. And I will admit to you, I was not in favor of – I'm not a fan. let's start there. I'm not a fan. But it's a good story. I will say that. His team record-wise is not good. He still does his radio show for what it's worth. But Wisconsin Green Bay has not had any kind of success on the floor. And I don't think it's fair to judge off of right now. But look, I've never found him to be a particularly appealing guy. So, like it or not. But his team has struggled. They have lost a lot. They've lost 20 in a row. 20. They're 2-23. They started with a scrimmage win over St. Norbert. Never even heard of St. Norbert. Then lost to Oklahoma State, lost to St. Thomas, lost to Western Illinois. Oh, no, they beat Western Illinois 87-73. Lost by 14 to Providence. Then they beat SIUE 82-57 on November 19th. And since then, a lot of L's. A lot of L's. Losing to Purdue Fort Wayne last Saturday, 89-74. They played Northern Kentucky tonight at home. Wright State on Sunday. And then they have Robert Morris, Youngstown State, and Detroit Mercy and Oakland to finish out the season. I don't think, like I said, I don't think it's fair to judge off 1 year. There's been injuries and, you know, just stuff. There's been stuff. And stuff is always going to happen when a coach takes over. You can't like 2-23. You can't like a 20-game losing streak. You can't like the fact that you're 1-9 at home. But it is a first year. So you wait to see if there's a development. Any improvement next year. But the story's compelling on The Athletic. I will not say it made me sympathetic or like him any better, because he's been obnoxious. He has been obnoxious as a radio host for some time. And this is a guy, as a head coach, who gets to step out and go to the Super Bowl, for instance. So he got to go do a radio show at the Super Bowl. He continues to balance. Now, I'm not criticizing that. That's a deal he made with Green Bay to do that. And again, the story's good on The Athletic. I mean, day in, day out, I don't care what you think. You know, and I know The Athletic is with the New York Times, and you want to, you know, judge on that. I mean, I find mostly quality stories on there and quality reporting. But it's a compelling read. Maybe by the end of it, you find yourself feeling like, oh, you know what? Let me try rooting for at least for the team. He's tough to root for. I completely understand that. He is tough to root for, no question. Four Nations last night, and boy, did the Americans come out and play. And they played very well. Well enough that I didn't drift off from the game, but it got boring. U.S. beat Finland last night 6-1 up in Montreal. And the PA announcer at the Montreal Forum, which is the Bell Center, or Centre Bell, as they call it, really advised the crowd to not boo the national anthem, especially the U.S. national anthem. That's what he was trying to say. But we all know that's not how that works. And they booed. And you know what? That galvanized the Americans. Matthew Tkachuk especially was glaring at that. Look, the U.S. is the number one enemy, political reasons, of course. Not, I'm not going there. But from a hockey perspective, in a four-nation tournament, oh, the Americans are public enemy number one and will be tomorrow night because they play the Canadians. Can you imagine? Because they're going to use TD Bank Garden also. Can you imagine if that game was in Boston tomorrow night? Oh, baby. But it'll be fun in Montreal. I'll be into it with the bad weather coming tomorrow. Oh, I'm into that. I'm completely in. But the Americans, who were down 1-0 on the Jokiharju goal at 7:31 in the first. Oh, Brady Tkachuk tied it. Boldy in the second took the lead. And then in the third, Matthew Tkachuk, Jake Guentzel, Brady Tkachuk, Matthew Tkachuk. Bing, 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 bing. I mean, 6-1. Done. That was an assault by the time it was over. So, good night for the Americans that way. A couple of power play goals for the U.S. Very good win. And it was obvious throughout the broadcast. You could see it in Emily Kaplan's interviews. It was obvious that the Finnish were seen as the definitive underdogs. And you almost felt like it was a victory for the Finns, that it was 1-1 after one. And then, especially that third period. That third period started with, I mean, the first goal was 15 seconds in. Then they scored 26 seconds in. So in 11 seconds, two goals. Then at 3 minutes, another one. And then at 11:13, that's just the cherry on the sundae. I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't falling asleep here on the couch, but I was kind of on the couch just like, all right, I don't need to pay attention. This game is over. And I just waited for the final horn to go to bed. You couldn't help but think to yourself, if you're the Tkachuks or anyone else who was annoyed at the booing, to kind of look up and be like, all right, who's booing now? But you got to do it. You got to do it against the Canadians tomorrow night. This tournament is outstanding. And there are already people saying, wipe out the All-Star game in the NHL to play this every year. For good reason. It is great hockey. Finland, Sweden tomorrow at 1. U.S., Canada tomorrow at 8. Canada, Finland Monday at 1. Sweden, U.S. Monday at 8. Championship game Thursday night, 8 o'clock. It's fantastic. We'll take a break and wrap up. We got to get ready for basketball. Back after this doubleheader, 1490 WGCH.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Tonight will be partly cloudy around 18 above with the winter weather advisory Saturday afternoon until Sunday morning. Tomorrow, snow will start after 3 p.m. in the low 30s, wind chills in the low 20s early. New daytime snow of less than 1 inch with snow, freezing rain, and sleet for tomorrow night. We bottom out in the low 30s with new ice between 1/10 and 3/10 and new snow of 2 to 4 inches. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
This is Connecticut's team.
And the Huskies celebrate championship time.
For three.
Yeah, he got it! Time left, it went in.
The Huskies march on.
Drives inside, alley-oop, and he crammed it home.
Very long one.
Good.
Listen all season long on your home for UConn men's basketball.
Enjoy the whole season right here on 1490 WGZH.
Our final couple of minutes together. It is otherwise quiet in sports, isn't it? I mean, I realize there's college basketball going on. You're getting ready for the conferences. And, you know, March Madness will be here. It's February 14th. We're a couple of weeks away from things really kicking into gear. But right now you got four nations, NBA at a break. There's not a lot going on. I mean, you pull up the NBA schedule and it's what are we doing here, guys? Team Kenny, Team Shaq, Team Chuck, and Team Candace. That's the best we can do. So the pros, a little flat right now. But I'm telling you, I'm willing to go back to this. That hockey, and I hear it all the time, and it drives me crazy. And this is from people who I adore and who love sports. They say, I just don't watch hockey. I can't get into it. For one reason or another, I can't get into it. And that's a damn shame. The sport, if you watch it enough, you'll pick it up. It's not that difficult. Don't feel like you got to sit there and figure out what icing is or an offside or whatever. You'll see it. You'll figure it out. I figured it out. How do you think I did it? I was a kid once. I'm watching, you know, the Islanders and the Rangers on Channel 9. Jim Gordon and the Big Whistle back in the day. Bill Chadwick. You know? Jigs McDonald, Eddie Westfall. That's how I learned. I learned from those guys. I just watched and I learned. And then eventually became a fan. And then eventually, of all things, became a broadcaster. And earned a certain measure of respect doing it. It's not that tough. And I've done it at a couple of different levels, which makes it even better. We have basketball tonight, 7 o'clock, 6:50 pregame, Greenwich and West Hill. And, you know, West Hill was one of those teams that, especially when I first started doing Greenwich basketball, it was kind of like, oh, tonight's West Hill. And you didn't really make a big deal about it. And then West Hill became an FC Atkins State champion team. So let's not look down at the West Hill Vikings. Let's not look down at any team for that matter. It's a good program. So we'll see them over at the high school in a little bit. I'm going to finish the show and buzz right over there. Get set up, see if I can get the roster thing figured out, and we'll take it from there. And then next week's going to be buzzing. We have four games next week on the air. Between tonight and next week. Let's see. We have Greenwich West Hill tonight at 7. Greenwich Fairfield Monday at 5:15 up at Martyr Family Arena. And by the way, it's free to come into that game. Take the ride up the Merritt. You're going into an arena that you're going to be like, wow, high school games are being played here? Yes, they are. With discretion. Wednesday night, Greenwich and Brian McMahon, 7 o'clock. That also on WGCH. And then Saturday the 22nd, as currently scheduled, boys hockey at Xavier at the Freeman Athletic Center, which is up in Middletown. Unless we shift to an FCAC basketball game, I can't tell you we won't. We will have internal discussions, I have a feeling, about that. We'll deal with it. So, and then playoffs, including maybe the FCAC basketball semis and championship. We'll deal with all that as well. On that note, we say adios. And remind you that black is not a Mets color, nor should it be. I'm Rob Adams. Enjoy your night. Happy Valentine's Day if you celebrate such things. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Let's go that route. Keep it clean. This has been Doubleheader. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com. Or live inspired if you choose. Laura Smith will tell you that next anyway. Jim Cleefield's going to yell it at you. You know, guru of good news, all that stuff. Adios. See you at 7.
This is your community radio station serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH in Greenwich.
Reporting. Hamas says it will release the next group of three Israeli hostages as planned.
There had been a tense wait for the names of the hostages due to be freed after days of uncertainty about whether the ceasefire agreed last month would hold. Hamas and Islamic Jihad now say they will free three men seized from their homes in Kibbutz Neir Oz during the deadly 7th of October attacks. A statement from the Israeli Prime Minister's office confirmed that the list had been received. Hamas says that over 360 Palestinian prisoners are expected to be released in exchange.
That's BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reporting from Jerusalem. The House Budget Committee advanced a budget resolution after a marathon meeting on Thursday, clearing the first hurdle in the GOP conference's efforts to pass President Trump's legislative agenda. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The panel approved the budget resolution in a party line 21-16 vote, sending it to the full chamber for consideration. It remains unclear when Speaker Mike Johnson plans to bring the measure to the floor. Johnson and Republican leadership issued the following statement. This is the start of the process, and we remain laser-focused on ultimately sending a bill to President Trump's desk, which, among other things, secures the border, keeps taxes low for families and job creators, restores American energy dominance, and makes government work better for all Americans. The House is out of session next week and is set to return to Washington on February 24th. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A second federal judge has paused President Trump's executive order halting federal support for sex change operations and puberty blockers for children under the age of 19. District Court Judge Lauren King issued a temporary restraining order on Friday following a Baltimore judge issuing a similar ruling on Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 165 points, the Nasdaq rose 81. More at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money, but if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they love it. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Call now. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
The Quaker Oats Company has recalled 10,000 boxes of pancakes.
The following is an encore presentation.
Welcome to The Way Home with Laura Smith, the show that brings you wonderful guests, helpful advice, and uplifting stories. The Way Home, live inspired. Here's your host, Laura Smith.
So good to be with you today. And boy, today is one of those pinch me moments. Why? Because I get to bring you the most beautiful conversation with the incomparable Judy Collins. She is so iconic. Been in the business performing for almost 70 years, and yet her voice is that of a 20-year-old. You've never heard anything so beautiful. She has a new album out, believe it or not, her 55th. You know, you heard me right, 55th album. So we'll be hearing, we have a wonderful interview for you, including some of her iconic music and her new music. And it's all coming up on The Way Home with Laura Smith. We're also going to hear from Linda Jensen, who has a neat book. For those of you, if you have a business, you're thinking of opening a business, or you're wondering what to do with your business, it's called What's Your Exit Strategy? Maximize Your Business Mindset, Minimize the Minefields, Linda Jensen. And of course, good news stories with the wonderful Jim Cleafield. It's all on The Way Home. We'll be right back with Judy Collins. Don't go away.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Tonight will be partly cloudy, around 18 above, with the winter weather advisory Saturday afternoon until Sunday morning. Tomorrow, snow will start after 3 p.m. in the low 30s, wind chills in the low 20s early. New daytime snow of less than 1 inch with snow, freezing rain, and sleet for tomorrow night. We bottom out in the low 30s with new ice between 1/10 and 3/10 and new snow of 2 to 4 inches. With another winter storm approaching, this is a reminder that trees around your home or business can cause massive damage in bad weather. The winter is the best time for this. Call Led and his crew at 203-758-0261. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
My doctor told me my